To WFMU, Fudge Factory. I'm Ergo Fizzbiz. And we started that set out with a very upset Walter Pidgeon singing What'll I Do? And I'm going to play more of the type tracks because they just make me laugh. And that was mixed with Spike Jones, You Always Hurt the One You Love, with a Cambodian funk yodeler doing, of all things, a Cambodian funk yodel. We brought Walter back in, and then we heard Ligeti's Magyar Hungarian again, and then a piece by Jack Phoenix, who's been providing a lot of the vintage vinyl we've been playing, and that was a little octet for Assorted Tubes and Combs. And then we ended with the lovely Walter Pigeon singing What'll I Do Again. And next week we're going to have a session from Mustafayo, which should be fun. And I'm aiming to spend the duration between the end of this show and the beginning of the show next week entirely on a unicycle as a kind of an homage to Simeon of Stylites, who stood on a pillar for 40 years, and a pillar, like a big stick, not a pillar, like a pillow, because it would be much easier to stand on a pillar for 40 years than a big pillar. I don't know what I'm talking about, but I am going to be riding a unicycle for the duration of this week, so think of me, spare me in your thoughts on my unicycle. This is WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, and WFMU.org. Thank you very much again for listening.
WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, and WFMU.org on the World Wide Web. You've been listening to The Fudge Factory with Ergo Fizz Miz. Stay tuned now for The Dusty Show with Clay Pigeon.
Someday he'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, just like Clay Pigeon.
The Dusty Show.
WFMU in New Jersey. If the election was tomorrow, who would you vote for?
Hillary Clinton!
Yeah.
You know why I vote for her?
Why?
Because I like her big legs. And I don't know if she'll make a damn good president or not.
She's beautiful.
I like her because she's sexy.
That's wrong.
And if I was stranded on a goddamn island, I would want her with me.
Yeah. Hey, she's the poet, dear, but a poet too. These tears and words, I make them wanna be with you. Cause I need to spend my body, I'm a music making man.
Women vote for the most handsome male candidate. Do you agree?
But he's
kind of the flip side.
It's possible. I kind of believe that too.
No, but Obama.
Maybe
I don't know. Who would you vote for?
But you know what? Barack Obama. I'll vote for Hillary because she got some big legs and she's a very intelligent lady.
The world has changed, or maybe not so much since the last time I saw you. What's your mood today? What's your opinion on
the world?
On
is always changing. The world is full of change.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has firmly denied that his country is seeking a nuclear bomb.
What's your opinion on the war? What's going to happen? Can we get out of there?
Well, I hope. The sooner the better. But I don't know what's going to happen, but there's nothing good about war. Nothing good about war.
How does it end?
How does it end when the war profiteers can't make any more dough?
All right, I want everybody to report back to their squads. Full pack. We're pulling out of here immediately. I don't mean late tonight or early tomorrow. I mean now, immediately.
Aww.
The entire 101st is moving out. Come on, all of you guys, move! 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 Let's go!
Ichabod.
Nah, bitch.
Ichabod.
Nah, bitch. No.
I think maybe if
not. Hold on.
I knew you were there when King was assassinated.
Yes, I was old enough to remember
you remember that. Right.
James Earl Ray, Memphis.
Yep, so they say.
Who do you think it was? You think it was the government?
Government. What do you think?
What about Kennedy? Same thing?
Same thing. What do you think?
I don't know.
I love you, man.
All right, man. 52.
Two.
Oh, he's going in the bar now. You're gonna...
Yeah, I was there, man.
You were there for
my life? I was not there, but I was on TV.
You were checking it out.
Checking it out, that's right. That's right. And it was the government. I don't care what they say. You can see it. You can see it. Brothers come from different... How's one man gonna do that?
It's their war. We can help them, but they have to win it, the people of Vietnam against the communists.
Now, you know it's right. Hey, thing is, hey, check this out.
I want people to love one another despite your race, culture, or creed. Stick with the one love, man. We all need that. Whether you're conservative or liberal, or whether you're agnostic or Christian or Muslim or Hindi or whatever your religion or culture may be, whatever shade and tone that the Almighty God and Creator has made you, man, learn to love one another.
Thanks for the advice.
Oh, boy.
Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. We hope you will enjoy the show. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Sit back and let the evening go. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely, Sergeant.
Thank you, Sergeant. You're dismissed.
You don't know what it means to eat oatmeal at 9 o'clock at night, you know. What time is it now? I don't know.
Stained shower curtain.
Aw.
In my bathroom closet. A vintage bottle of Old Spice. I'm excited about that. Here's my walk-through closet. Let's walk through. The Dusty Show, Jersey City, New Jersey, WFMU. So how's your life tonight?
Any day above ground is a good day.
Any day above ground
is a good day.
How old are you, man?
Old enough to know better.
So what you up to tonight?
Let's see, I was with friends, drinking beer, eating sandwiches. Had some coffee, smoked a cigarette, and listened to the radio, and go back to see my friends.
I think in the United States, it's essentially a rules-based system. That means that if you comply with a particular specific detailed rule, you're okay, and if you don't, you're not.
What concerns you most about the world you live in right now?
War seems never ending. They're not doing a damn thing for the environment. We've got a big hole in the ozone layer. We got people fighting each other over religious reasons and oil and money. It's a whole lot of crocking, you know.
Is there any political candidate that you can get behind?
Yeah, I would vote for Barack Obama in a heartbeat.
Do you think he has a chance?
Mm-hmm. Good Americans still more prejudiced than people realize. And I really still don't know if African-American could win the whole election because of the redneck vote and the silent majority that supposedly went out 30 years ago. Those people still exist, and they'll come out in droves to vote against the black guy, which is a shame.
Somebody found a 45 bullet. We were in a metal shop. And he puts the bullet, the guy says, hey, you know, if you put a bullet in the furnace, it'll explode. That's it. This is the brightest one in our class. So everybody else, grow up.
Jason, how old are you?
29.
29, you're still a young man. Well, you're struggling a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah? Are you homeless now?
Yeah.
How long?
About 6 months.
6 months?
Yeah.
Do people have any idea how hard it is?
No, my mom was murdered when I was young.
No
way.
My
dad died of liver cirrhosis.
How old were you when your mom passed away?
16.
And your dad recently passed away?
Yeah, in October.
And no family around?
My sister's, well, her boyfriend beats her up, and I got involved, and I'm the bad guy. So.
So now you're out here on the street?
Yeah.
Where do you sleep at night?
Sometimes I go under the bridge. Jail, my girlfriend, I came home early, I took her early out at work, I caught her in bed with some other guy.
Fascinating lady, snowflake in the sun, you make me feel so bourgeois, oh, you captured everyone, I hear you've been a dancer, at some famous Paris show, and million-dollar lovers need to show you to your door.
had a marijuana charge that was like 3.5 pounds or something, so I was already on state probation. So when that happened, I didn't do all that time.
So you came home and she was in bed with somebody. Did you beat him up?
I just cracked a glass vase over his head.
He did.
Hey, can you pigs give us a push?
I'm not gonna say that.
How are you doing? All right.
Yeah. All right. Smoking a little weed.
Of course I'm excited. I'm in love. I'm excited. I'm exhilarated. But there is that twinge of sadness when I look out my back window at the trees in the yard, the distant headlights of a night traveler.
The flag is up. The flag is waving. The flag is down.
Listen to the boxes. They're all over my kitchen floor. You like live music?
Oh, I love live
music. Are you a musician?
Yeah, I'm not doing anything right now just because I'm too busy with both my jobs, but I do play bass, drums, guitar.
Incredible.
What bands do you like?
Mostly indie rock bands. Like my favorite bands right now would probably be like Stars, The Good Life, Cavin's really good. My favorite band of all time is The Smiths.
The Smiths.
Yeah.
Morrissey.
Yeah.
Old Moz.
Yeah.
With Johnny Marr. Those were the good old days.
The ID, man.
Oh, the ID in ya. How you doing, man?
My brother was killed on Omaha Beach on the 8th day of June, 1944, in front of my eyes. He was approximately 20 feet away from it. There was nothing I could do about it. But look at him and know that he was dead.
What's your name?
My name's Chris.
Chris and?
Callie.
Chris and Callie and Nick. Chris and Callie and Nick. You guys, what concerns you most about the world we live in today?
The fact that, oh God. I'm on acid right
it's
now.
It's anonymous. That's okay. This is for New Jersey. No one knows who you are.
The fact that I'm on acid.
Yeah.
And talking about this is like, whoa.
But I think a lot of people in our audience, particularly on WFMU, probably a lot of them have dropped acid before. Your interviewer has dropped acid before.
I've been up for like 48 hours.
Have you? Why are you up for 48 hours?
I just never got around to sleeping.
Really?
Yeah. It just didn't make it in there. Yeah. What radio station is this for?
WFMU in Jersey City, New Jersey.
Ooh. I got mugged in New Jersey. I was there for like a day. It was a layover when I was going over to France for some reason. We ended up in New Jersey.
And you got mugged. Tell me a little about that experience.
I just went outside the airport. I was going to explore because I'd never been to New Jersey before. And apparently I just set somebody off and I got hit hard.
Where did they hit you?
In the face.
Really? Did you go down?
Yeah, I went down. I was like 14.
Did the cops come?
Yeah, they did come. They were nice cops, though.
How was it resolved?
They were just really nice cops about it. They were as agitated as I was that I got punched in the face my first time in Jersey. The cops were so nice about it, and they like talked me through it and calmed me down. So I was a little freaked out.
If the election was tomorrow, out of the candidates that are running now, mainstream politicians, which one would you vote for?
I can't say I have a strong opinion on any of them at this point.
None of them inspire you?
Not at this point, no.
And you?
I was going to say the exact same thing. I haven't heard enough about it or read into it very much. I really liked Hillary, like, last month.
I love you, Hillary. Will you have a drink with me, baby? I love you.
Definitely, oh, yeah, for sure.
Is it inspiring in any way that a female is in a position to possibly win the presidency of the United States, like legitimately for perhaps the first time in history?
Oh, absolutely.
Does it matter to you?
For sure. That does matter, yeah. But at the same time, if I didn't feel that she was qualified, you know, that would...
You wouldn't just vote for her because she's
no,
a woman?
Correct. Never, never, never. Correct. I would vote for the person who's going to do the best for our country. Yeah. Definitely.
I know it's a Saturday night and you guys have places to go. So everything's packed in the truck.
Aww.
All my life's belongings. My apartment's empty. Shutting the door for the last time. My girlfriend's taking a picture of me at the top of these stairs. And now I walk down what I believe are these 14 steps. For the final time.
There's nothing you can do in your thinking to change it, so forget it. The future is similar. Don't worry about it.
Fifteen steps. So I'm moving. And I'm lowering the door on the U-Haul. And already I can't figure out the latch.
Come on, baby, don't
wait. What is it now?
Come on.
We're on our way.
Take her away.
It's just like some guy appeared out of a shadow and just hit me in the face.
What concerns you most that's going on in the world right now?
I would say global warming. I'm actually really concerned about the environment, so.
Some people say it's a hoax. You say no way?
I say no. No, all of the evidence and everything can show that it's not a hoax. And it's kind of sad because people are going to realize this in the next couple years. They're going to be like, oh my gosh, like 10, 15 years, 20 years from now, they're going to be like, oh no.
Oh no.
Our environment's collapsing and we have nothing ahead of us. And then we'll be like, hello. We tried to tell you, but you didn't listen.
Get back to your pans, and don't go poking your nose into what doesn't concern you.
one double-decker taco supreme and two chicken chalupas.
And, I don't remember much about it. I kind of tried to shut that memory out. But, I was impressed by the cops. Very much so. Jersey cops.
What's happening is you're sitting here listening to us. You want to hear what we think is a problem. Like, what's bothering us? What are we going to complain about? And you're coming up and asking us what we're going to complain about, so we're complaining. So it's like...
I'm just giving you a starting point.
Right, so what you're doing is you're there's obviously something that you're trying to, you know, you're trying to prove a point.
Am I?
I think so.
There may be no point at all.
Oh, good question. I like that.
2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4, 2.
What inspires you, or who?
I don't know what I'm inspired by necessarily, if I can, like, pinpoint it on one special thing. It's probably just life in general.
Yeah, just what came to your head? Name a hero that you have.
A hero? I'd say when you think of a hero, you're trying to think of somebody that you're going to look up to. I don't know. My mom.
Your mom.
Would you like it if Mother were going along with you?
Camping is only for men.
Right!
Они должны быть размещены где-нибудь на территории Канады.
Does the news depress you?
Yes, more often than not. And I mean, I followed it and I've gotten into it, but I find that it's more depressing than anything else. I don't want to be naive to everything that's going on at the same time. Everyone can make a difference and we can all try to change things, but at times I just live my life and...
This show is broadcast in New York City and in New Jersey. Have you guys ever been there?
No.
These are sounds of the city.
I was in New York City.
You were?
I was.
Did you like it?
It was a very long time ago.
You were a little kid?
I was in eighth grade. It was for like a school trip.
Oh, really? Was it fun?
It was fun.
What's one thing that you remember more than anything about your trip to New York City?
I went to Cats on Broadway.
You did?
I did. I remember being there, and I remember I was freezing because we all had to dress up.
I'm freezing.
What do you want to say to everyone in New York and New Jersey and around the world on the internet? What do you want to say to everyone in New York and New Jersey and around the world on the internet?
I don't know. I guess I'm
a message of hope and inspiration.
Let's take care of our environment.
No, no.
The answer is no.
Sure, everybody should watch out for themselves and look out for the rest of the world. I feel like people are too concerned with what's going on in their own lives and they don't think about other people, so.
And you?
Gosh, that's a tough question. Something inspiring.
Do you feel like nobody cares about what you say?
At times, yes, but...
Now you're empowered. When people hear a voice coming over the radio, they really focus in on it.
Oh, I am not empowered.
I'm putting the pressure on you.
Come on, I don't want the pressure.
For here in this struggle for fame and self, I want to be able to like myself.
Are you hopeful about the future?
No.
Despite everything going on, or are you pessimistic?
I'm concerned. I'm not pessimistic, but I'm concerned.
Shortening breath, death, sod, God. Shortening breath, death, sod, God.
And an old priest said, "Speak to us of religion." And he said,
"Take that blanket off your head immediately."
Get in the on-ramp.
Up to Interstate 43.
Leaving the...
We
Churchill Shriver's had a hard time finding someone to send 80,000 cans of silly string to the troops in Iraq.
And your women, you possibly be bringing children into this war. Yeah. Well, how do you feel about
it? I'm unsure if I even want to at this point. Yeah, with the way everything is going. For sure, I definitely agree with that. We were kind of talking about that the other day, and things have gotten a little scary, so we'll see.
Well, just the way technology moves, and then, you know, you look at global warming and everything. I mean, combined, it's concerning to see what will come.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
No.
Like, all the hate in the world, I think, is a really big thing for me, too.
Yeah.
People are
What's going wrong? Why is this happening? Is it like rats in a cage? Just more and more and more and more people, and this is how we're reacting? Is it media immersion and negative imagery, violent imagery?
I don't know.
I think it's the fall of the family as well, too. I think a lot of the family structure has really changed.
Morals,
values, all that. It really, I personally feel it really goes back to the family.
Is it an abandonment of, like, spirituality? I mean, I don't mean to just single out Christianity or any specific reason, but do you think that might have something to do with it?
Here was proud, puffy Peter. Peter the Rock, pulverized by the glance and the words of a barmaid.
I'm 3 times 7, I'll do as I damn well please, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it.
The decline of Western civilization, decadent.
I like that.
And this is life. And this is life. And this is life. Do you like life? It's cool. Yeah. I don't think I have much of a choice. You're here. Yeah. You pretty much have to enjoy it, otherwise there's no point in living it. What do you want to say to everybody in New York and New Jersey and around the world on the internet? Don't give a f***, but don't give a f*** about not giving a f***.
Mr. Bush said he'd veto the bill to add $35 billion to the state children's health insurance program.
I want you to be a man.
Boxes. Camping, riding, boxing.
Boxing?
Boxes. Lots of boxes and plastic bags. Paper sacks. Full of Tupperware. An old Mikasa. Old dishes.
How are you, baby?
And the bathroom. The toilet's gone all rusty. The sink is rusty.
I ripped the sink out of the wall.
Think what the world would be like if everyone who disliked you were to punch your head.
I don't remember ever having an experience like that.
Later on, we will tell you how to order breakfast just as you would in any colorful Greek restaurant.
The Dusty Show.
I'm not sure what it is about Shiloh. I don't like every Neil Diamond song. He certainly contributed his share of chestnuts to the national pantheon of classics. This is one of them. Neil Diamond with Shiloh.
Young child with dreams. Dreaming each dream on your own. When children play, seems like you end up alone. Papa says
to.
Yeah, I do. And
no.
We just got Irish car bombed.
Are you not curious?
I don't care. Go ahead and tell their story. You're on the radio in New Jersey.
He's got this thing. He's
No.
You're gonna be.
Are you serious?
No, but wait, look at what he's doing. He's just walking around and the people talking.
Can we explain? Give me a date and time. Do you want to tell you about
October
our trip?
October 15th, 6 p.m. Central Time. WFMU.org.
Okay, hold on.
New Jersey.
Wow. I saw you earlier. We were by Apollo.
And you said, who's that weirdo?
No, your crack was showing.
Scooters and buses. We are overlooking the Mediterranean on the Isle of Capri in southern Italy on the Amalfi Coast on vacation with Clay Pigeon in Europe. It's exciting. My girlfriend and I, hi.
Hi.
Right now, we are overlooking, I guess the city is called Capri, and the island. We are way, way up in the air over the Mediterranean on a cliff, sitting on a little metal bench. But what I want to impress upon you is my fear of heights. Vertigo. Feel it. The little ships beneath us look like little toys. I am so afraid of heights. It hurts my testicles. It does. I don't know why, but whenever I feel vertigo, which is the medical term for fear of heights, I feel it in my testicles. How far over that sea do you think we are?
God,
1,000 feet? We've got to be 1,000 feet up. And it's a sheer cliff we're on with a little railing. And it feels like, to me, we're leaning forward and this whole cliff is about to erode off in the sea. Horrific, hellacious plunge to the sea below. And that violent impact. That sheer millisecond of absolute pain before death. I can't really get up and stand by this railing. Let's try. Oh, God. And you. My girlfriend is totally fearless. She's leaning against the rail. Don't get cocky. I don't want to see you fall. Clay Pigeon is such a wuss these days. The show sucks.
Yeah.
Buongiorno.
I say. Nanni nemene sogliette, tu sai a to,
tu sai a to,
a to, sto cuore in grado più ti spiette, farmene un po',
farmene un
po', a to, il fuoco che c'è ma se fuia, te lascia sta,
te lascia sta,
e non ti corra presso, non distruia, ma solo guarda, Yam, 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 Yamma, yamma, nabi, yamma, ya. Funiculi, funicula, funiculi, funicula, nabi, yamma, ya. Funiculi, funicula.
Yamma, yamma, nabi, yamma, ya. Yamma, yamma, nabi, yamma, ya.
Funiculi, funicula, funiculi, funicula.
Holy cow!
Being black, I'm a self, man. I'm telling you. I'm 52 goddamn years old.
How old are you? 52.
52.
Do you feel it every day?
Every day, at work, everywhere, you know. And
how do you feel prejudice? How do you feel it? Give me some examples. Just attitudes, people's expressions?
Yeah, people's expressions, people have to walk down the street.
People move?
Pretty purses and...
Do they really?
Oh, yeah.
Women grab their purses when you're coming the other way?
Yeah, all you gotta do is be black one day.
Does that hurt your feelings?
No, I look at them as having you silly. They're silly individuals because... But, if you're not around certain nationality people, maybe you will feel
it. Oh, man, here comes your...
I'm gonna order a drink, man. Now I'm gonna have my own TV show.
And the Lord spoke to me that night as we came on and did the telethon in Charlotte, which was just an affiliate of PTL at that time. And cancers dropped off, tumors dropped off bodies. People were saved by the hundreds. I mean, God just moved in and touched everybody everywhere. And just like a voice in the night, the Holy Spirit said to me, Jim, what more do I have to do to tell you I want you to make your home base in Charlotte, North Carolina?
Well, for the camera, because I want to be a part of this too, man.
This is radio in New Jersey.
God bless America.
Jersey.
Oh, am I going to be on there too?
Jersey City.
Are you a man that we love, that we signed her, and Guy Hillary Clinton. Who's going to be on there?
You're going to be on probably in late October.
I want to hear it, man. I'm gonna hear me speak.
WFM.
Rick, I'm gonna order that drink, man. I love you, Hillary. Will you have a drink with me, baby? I love you.
What do you want to say to everybody, you guys, in New Jersey?
Keep the faith, baby. Come to Milwaukee, eat some of our cheese, okay? Okay.
There were a lot of bands back in the 60s and 70s with cool names. Like Geronimo Black. At least it seemed cool back then. But I don't recall ever hearing them back then, around 1972. I would have been 14 years old and paying pretty close attention. But sometimes bands slip through the cracks. You mean to check them out, but somehow they elude you. I was at a thrift store the other day, and there it was in one of the bins. Black and white, kind of a sepia-toned album. Cover Geronimo Black.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
I don't generally like the blues form when played by rock bands, but this is a little bit different. It's called LA County Jail. Geronimo Black on the Dusty Show.
Don't you know I do?
of junkies laying on the floor and dying. And sure enough, that's a man copping some kicks to the dead. Now suffers old Cyan has filled him up for anything else that's been left. Sun's all swooping down, and you know your time has got to be his time to play. We're getting it on down's a conversation, bro. Except for when your time is getting short. Old dungeon queens under duress. Well, I guess the stuff must have lost the due to the ho-ho. And it's Jewball Sunday homeboy. Trade you 3X for your roll. Somewhere in the L.A., the county jail.
This is killing me. This bad blues is killing me.
Yourself in your own bathroom for 2 long years.
Do you have any hope for the future?
Yeah.
You have faith in mankind?
Mm-hmm.
Amnesty International says the world has largely ignored the plight of Iraq's refugees.
Aww.
Which it describes as the fastest growing displacement crisis on the planet. It estimates there are about 4.2 million displaced Iraqis, half of whom are inside the country, and most of the rest in Syria and Jordan.
How do you think we'll get around to the good times? Mm. Or are these the good times?
These might be the good times, but I don't know.
I don't know.
Debriefing.
I mean, you know, I think about good, bad, who's good, who's evil, and maybe there's good and bad in everybody, but I think the good people outnumber the bad people. This is my own personal experience the last few years.
What do you want to say to everybody in New York and New Jersey and around the world?
New York and New Jersey and around the world. The music, love your friends, love your family, respect each other, don't blow the world up.
Who's your favorite band?
Right now? I like Neil Young.
Searching for a
psychic problem?
No.
Brian Aldean, 23. What do you think of the world right now? What concerns you most about the world you live in?
Why, if I put a fence around this tree, starvation would force you to steal from me. Here's another thing a monk won't do.
What do you think of the world right now? What concerns you most about the world you live in?
The lack of communication with our government, I guess.
In what way?
And that we're not completely informed with what's going on. We're just supposed to, you know, trust in our government, I guess.
Do you follow the news pretty closely?
Yeah, relatively, yeah.
Even before the conclusion of a joint U.S.-Iraqi investigation, Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has called Blackwater's actions on Sunday a crime.
Aww.
What do you think about not showing the war on television, not showing bodies coming back from Iraq? Do you think that makes a difference with people's perception of the war?
Yeah, I think it makes it more of like a fairy tale from the government, I guess, instead of showing what actually happens. And granted, you know, people like Michael Moore, he shows another side, and people say he, you know, kind of over-exaggerates it, but I think it kind of equalizes things out in what we see on the media and what we're informed on by his side.
We have already come so far that we can never return to the time when in the presence of mountains of wheat there was little bread. When the splendid American dream seemed at a shabby end, and the splendid promises of American life were ashes in the mouths of the people.
Do any of the candidates running right now inspire you at all?
Not at all, no. But
if the election was tomorrow, who would you vote for out of all the candidates?
Probably Obama, even though I haven't looked too much into him, so.
Have you ever been to New York or New Jersey?
No.
What do you want to say to everybody in New York and New Jersey and around the world on the internet on WFMU?
That I have hope that this country is going to get better, and I have faith. So, I got to go with all my rights here.
Going back to 1985 on The Dusty Show, here's Striper from the album Soldiers Under Command, Isaiah 53:5, the battle hymn of the Republic. Striper.
My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning.
Yeah.
What kind of acid did we take? Can I ask you a question?
What is the segment on?
It's anything tonight, anything.
I do not know what it is.
At the other radio.
You guys are all on drugs. My God.
I don't know. What radio?
WFMU in Jersey City, New Jersey.
Sweet.
And I wish I was. You're on mushrooms?
Yeah, have a good night.
I'm not on mushrooms. She is on mushrooms.
Alright, have fun.
How is it?
Awesome.
My first trip.
Mine
good
too.
Yeah,
good.
My first time in Hawaii. Like I said, everything is so much, like we went to Walgreens and like I looked in the windows and I was like, no, dude, no. There's so
it was
much.
Too harsh?
There's so much
fluorescent.
In there. Yeah. And this flower. We decided that this is me. The flower totally represents me. Like, there's this huge thing of flowers, and, like, they were everywhere, and there were so many kinds, and I just kind of paused and looked at it for a while, and, like, they're just standing so still. And, this one represented me.
Oh, boy.
This is my first time. I just
really.
I just do a lot of drugs, but I've never done acid before.
What else have you done?
A lot of ecstasy.
Really?
Yes.
Do you think it has a bad effect if you do too much over too long of a period?
Yes.
You do. What
yes.
happens?
It can cause like serious depression.
But you're doing all right. You moderate your intake.
Yes. Yes. I have had to say that sometimes it's not always great.
You just get distracted. Like, you're just going on with letting her think and talk. And, like, you're going to go for that, and it's like you're just listening to it, and then you're going to go talk to somebody else.
Yeah, it's all
and you're just
going
to listen to it.
I swear to God, if we all go to jail for this.
What's your acid message of love to New York City and New Jersey?
Acid message of love?
Yes.
Oh, she's got one. The road of excess leads to a palace of fabulousness.
What does that even mean? What does that even mean? The only thing I can think about.
I don't know. Like, I'm totally thinking about rain.
Nothing bad will happen.
Holy
hell. That's what you just said. You're tripping.
Yeah, thank you.
What
I am tripping.
What are you thinking about right now?
Our friend Sean. I'm thinking about him. And I'm thinking about Starbucks. And I'm thinking about 9/11.
WFMU.
Cool.
.org.
I can't even believe I can write right now.
You're writing on your hand.
I'm writing on my hand, and I can't even believe I can do it.
And doing ass.
WFMU.org.
Right.
Can I ask you a question for a radio show?
Bye.
No.
If the election was tomorrow, who would you vote for?
I don't know.
No? You haven't decided?
No.
Have you paid any attention?
Not at all.
No? Hillary? Obama?
No idea.
Giuliani? None. What concerns you most in this world right now, on this particular Saturday night, right at this moment?
Going to this bar.
And having?
Fun.
Fun?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
A radio show. Who would you vote for if the election was tomorrow?
Oh, no. I don't
Hillary?
Know. I don't know.
Mitt Romney?
I don't know. Sorry. Can can't help you out.
What are you guys drinking tonight?
Wow. I think I'm going to have myself some White Russians, some Bacardi Limones and Cokes. Yeah.
New light, time's a-wasting. Guts to goal.
What do you want to say to everybody in New York and New Jersey?
Party on.
Party on.
You've been listening to The Dusty Show with Clay Pigeon right here at WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, on your internets at WFMU.org. Stay tuned.
Pretty woman, yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretty woman, look. okay. If that's the way it must be, okay. I guess I'll go on home, it's late. There'll be tomorrow night, but wait, what do I see?
Well, I know.
Wait a minute. Maybe a chip is behind this mess.
Your lips are sweet as honey cream.
I'm so happy to be here tonight, even at this salary.